activism begins with ACT. The Russ Belville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
Welcome back, everybody. 32 after the hour, and joining us today from Washington, D.C. for our activist agenda, we have Adam Eidinger on the line. Adam, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here.
We're so glad to have you. We've been following what you've been doing out there in Washington, D.C. We covered, of course, the Initiative 71 campaign and your success in getting the Grow and Give initiative passed. So thank you for all your activism, first of all.
Oh, my pleasure. I mean, it's an amazing group of activists in the city right now. There's quite a scene here.
Well, let's talk about the event that's happening, and then we'll talk about Washington, D.C. a little more in general. You've got this smokeout rally that's planned for this Saturday, April 2nd. Give people the details on that and why you're putting this rally together.
It's called Reschedule 420, and so we're not having our normal 420 celebration in Washington, D.C., which, you know, in the past there have been smoke-ins on the National Mall. We're moving it to 4-2 because Obama has been a big zero on rescheduling or descheduling cannabis from the Controlled Substances Act. And we want him to start meeting with national marijuana organizations. We want him to not just do things without any consultation. He needs to welcome the cannabis reformers into the White House before the election. If he expects any of the Democrats like myself to show up in the election, if he expects people in the Black Lives Matter movement to not start pointing the finger at him, because there have been 5 million people arrested now, over 5 million since he became president for marijuana. We want rights in all 50 states, and, you know, Bill Maher really kicked us in the butt. You know, I took it personally when he said that, you know, folks, it's not legal yet. And I realized he's right. You know, we legalized it here. We have an amazing home grow situation in the nation's capital for residents. But people who come here, who visit the Capitol, they're still sneaking around in alleyways. They have nowhere to legally use it. They can't legally, you know, really obtain it. And then they should be able, when you leave your home state and you travel across this great country, you should be able to take cannabis with you without fear of arrest. And that's why I think, you know, it's time. It's time for federal legalization. And this protest is a smoke-in, but it's going to be a very thoughtful act of civil disobedience at 4:20 p.m. on Saturday. And we've sent a letter to the president. We've said, you know, he's never responded to any of our letters as an organization in the nation's capital. It's really pathetic. And you know, he got 90% of the vote here. He's very popular in Washington, D.C. locally. But, you know, it's also across this country that people in the left wing are sort of expecting reform, and we're not getting it. So it's time to protest. It's time to remind them that you can't look good on this issue unless you do something.
The protest is this April 2nd, Saturday at 4:20. Where do people need to meet for the protest?
Well, it begins at 1:45, just off of at 15th in Pennsylvania, just a block away from the White House, where we're going to be assembling a 51-foot long joint. And this is a huge work of art that's been developed for this protest. And we're going to carry this joint together over our heads. There's a graphic on our website, dcmj.org, that you can see that explains it. And it says on this joint, Obama, deschedule cannabis now. And we'll have a series of speakers for about 2 hours, ranging from veterans' voices, patient voices, people that have been to jail. The Black Lives Matter movement is mobilizing. You know, we have a diverse community here that cares about this issue, and they're all going to be heard from. And even an open mic at one point is scheduled for it. And then at 4:20, Ann Armstrong from the Healing Church of Rhode Island, which gives away marijuana as a sacrament to help the healing and sick, and is recognized as a 501c3 tax-exempt religious organization, will lead a smoke-in. And regardless of what the police tell us they're going to do, if they're going to arrest us or not, we're determined to do it. We are hopeful they won't arrest us, but, you know, we are risking arrest. And if we are arrested, we'll very likely be in jail till Monday.
So the possession of marijuana under Initiative 71 is legal, but public display and use is still an arrestable offense?
Public display is legal on DC property. And sharing, you can share right in front of a police station, which I've seen people do on numerous occasions, actually, to prove a point. But you can't take marijuana onto federal property, and so we'll be inside of the White House security zone, even though it's technically Pennsylvania Avenue, and that is a DC street we'll be standing in. It technically is federal property. Now, the charges will be handed over to the local authorities for use. That's what they really care about. They're not so concerned about people possessing, even in a federal park. If you're walking through, there's not someone checking you as you walk through, because the city has parks everywhere. They're really more interested in someone who's using in public, because that's illegal everywhere in the city. You know, it's an interesting debate over public use, because you know, we can't get any of the national marijuana groups to come to this protest, not even speak at it, and because we've said decided to do civil disobedience. And you know, only individual normal chapters, individual you know, patient groups, things like that are coming, but no national groups, no MPP or normal or ASA or Drug Policy Alliance. And I know the heads of all these groups. And I respect their decision to not do this, but I do think there's a place for civil disobedience. And I think it's time. It's long overdue. We've had a blind spot for the president. 5 million arrests have taken place. And at this point, if we don't start taking over the narrative around this issue, they'll claim that they've ended the war on drugs, and they'll still be arresting 500,000 or more people a year.
Yeah.
So just for marijuana. So I think it's time to take control of the narrative before it's too late, before the primaries are over, and really get the president to rethink what he said back in February, which was essentially that he's not going to reschedule before he leaves office. We want him to make some phone calls to DEA and HHS and get the ball rolling, start the rulemaking, publish it, let's get going. He has the authority already to do it. He's always had the authority. Essentially, he has the same policy as Richard Nixon, and I think that's just a tragedy.
We're speaking with Adam Eidinger, who's working on this D.C. Rally that's going on this Saturday. Is there a website people can get more information on this if they weren't writing it all down while we were talking?
Please go to dcmj.org, and all the information is there, dcmj.org.
Yeah.
And the protest this Saturday in front of the White House.
Now, you bring up the need to deschedule marijuana, and there was a news story I just covered where Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson told the Washington Times that he thinks Obama will deschedule before he leaves office. And then the Times reports that in the past, Obama has always punted on this issue, saying that it's a matter for Congress to have to deal with. Can you tell our listeners why that's not the case, why Obama could actually do this on his own?
Okay, so, you know, the Controlled Substances Act has a descheduling process already spelled out in the Act. It's always been there. It's simply a matter of the political will to change it, to say we want to create a new scheduling for this substance because we've, for instance, found out that it is useful in medical applications as medicine. I mean, that alone is a reason to take it out of Schedule I. So they can do this. It just takes a phone call. It literally takes a phone call. And this is the part where, you know, the president needs to explain to the country why he doesn't have this authority, because it's spelled out in the Act. And, you know, it would be helpful if Congress passed a law that, you know, and Senator Sanders has one, you know, to deschedule. Other members have similar piece of legislation they've put forward. There's a lot of support in Congress right now to change marijuana laws, but I think they need to hear from the people. The people have been too silent recently. We've been waiting, or we've been acting like it's done. It's not done. And that's why we're calling for people to come and participate. You don't have to get arrested. You can come and support it. You don't have to use cannabis to support this protest, and you're not risking arrest by just being there. You're only risking arrest if you use it. So we think that there should be a huge number of people there, and we are hearing from people from at least a dozen states on the East Coast that are coming in, but there's also a very large contingent of people in the D.C. area. I mean, we recently had a conference at the Mayflower that was very affordable. You know, it was like a $15 per ticket kind of thing, and but you know, 2,000 people came, and it was all about mostly about activism, less so about the business. And I want the business to prosper. I own a cannabis business. I own a head shop in the city called Capital Hemp, and you know, but it's not about my business. My business is legal again, thanks to the initiative. It was shut down and raided, and that's kind of what kicked us in the butt to get more political and to change the laws. And but now, you know, I'm really compassionate to people, for instance, who live in federal subsidized housing. I heard you talking earlier about, you know, people being denied federal benefits because of testing positive or being known as drug users. We have a very big problem here where we even have medical patients, people with fibromyalgia, who live in subsidized housing. Under their contracts, they can't possess or use cannabis on the premises. If they go outside and use it, they're breaking the law by using it in public, which is an arrestable offense. So as a result, you actually hear, you smell a lot of cannabis around D.C. now on the streets because people are sort of weighing, well, do I lose my house or go to jail for the night? I'll go to jail for the night.
Yeah.
So that's what we have. And we actually had about 140 arrests for marijuana, which was a huge reduction from 5,700 arrests for in a typical year. It was in 2011. Last year it was 140. Half of them were people using in public. And the other half were people who had too much weed, more than 2 ounces, or they were, you know, selling large quantities of marijuana, and that's still illegal in the city. But our home cultivation and personal possession rights and use rights are phenomenal for the vast majority of cannabis users. And we used to have about 1% of the population going to jail every year for marijuana. It's not happening anymore. It's wonderful.
Well, we're so glad that you managed to get that law changed. And I-71 passed with, what was it, 71% of the majority? 70?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
It exceeded all of our expectations, and it really was a statement of home rule. You know, the people of Washington, D.C. don't have senators and representatives. So we only have the president who represents us. That's another reason why this protest is coming from the local population. President Obama has said he's going to move to Washington, D.C. after he leaves the White House to help his daughters out because they go to school here. And I have a daughter who's 12 who goes to school here, and I've suggested leaving the country to go to New Zealand if Donald Trump wins. And, you know, I understand how fiercely children like to have stability and like to stay in where their friends are. So he's going to do the nice thing for his children, and he's going to stay here for a few more years and rent out or buy a house. And he's going to be like the rest of us. He's going to lose his rights. He's not going to have a person in Congress to represent him. And he'll be able to grow marijuana in his house.
Yeah.
And and so, I mean, if he wants to be cool and to be welcome into the D.C. community, which is something I'd like to do, I think he ought to, you know, do something about this issue while he's president. I'm so tired of hearing from
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Thank you so much. Sorry, we have to cut it off. We're out of time. But Adam Eidinger, thank you.